two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy 2024! New year, new you, right? Let me guess. You're thinking about joining a new gym, starting a fad diet, buying that Theragun everyone's always yammering on about. I've got a better idea. Listen to my podcast. I'm Samantha Bee, writer, comedian, and host of Choice Words from Lemonada Media. This whole month of January, we're going to help you make better choices in 2024. We'll go beyond superficial hacks and get at the truth of how to lead a more meaningful life. Just search for Choice Words on your podcast player of choice and hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Now that is a good choice.
Lemonada.
Hello, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Ruth.
And
this is
Good
Sex.
You might remember us from season 2.
It's a really hot day. I've been working all day. And then I notice that someone is watching me.
And I bring her a glass of lemonade. And then she asks to use the bathroom. And I follow her in. And every time.
We're back again for a special episode sponsored by Dame Products.
AKA, we got free sex toys from Dame, a women-owned company that is trying to close the pleasure gap and change the conversation around sex.
We are here to tell you about how these toys change things in the bedroom for us.
We purchased Air, because it makes sense. It's a little pulsating, sucky vibrator toy that's very beautiful and in this very luscious lavender color and feels really great. So we got that guy. And then we got, what's the name of the wee one, honey?
I don't know, with a little cute character. It's so adorable, the little animation.
Yeah, the wee green one.
But spoiler, Lynn, unless, did you use it?
I did.
Oh, great. Lynn did her homework for us. Excellent.
I, in good faith, could not come on here without, you know, product testing this. So when I got home, even though I was like frazzled with the drive, I thought, what better way to unfrazzle than, you know, see what little Eva here has going on. And, you know, she's pretty good. I think she's, well, we can talk more about it, but I think she's more of a in company, in concert with somebody else kind of piece of gadgetry. But got the job done.
I respect your follow through there.
Thank you. Thank you. You know me, not going to leave a task undone, unchecked.
I just always did use sex toys. I like strap-ons.
I primarily used toys with myself. It was a private, it was me and myself and I with the toys. It wasn't till I met Ruth that I realized that this could be like a fun thing to do together. When we were apart, when we were doing the long distance thing, I feel like every time you visited, like you brought a new toy and then you left it. And then it was sort of like a surrogate for you while you were away for me to like fuck myself with and like sort of feel like it was an extension of you. I mean, everything about our sexual relationship has just been, it's the most open, non-judgmental and shame-free sexual relationship and experience I've ever had. And so I think that leads to easier conversations about, hey, you know what? Like, what if we used this and what if we did this and how do you feel about that?
Let's see, what's unique about, oh, I got a new cock when we got married. I have that nice wedding cock. Are you ready, Lynn? Here's a question is, what conversations did choosing these specific toys spark? Like, what were we talking about when we were trying to order it?
Well, we don't have a sucky. I don't know what the technical term is. I've just decided to call
it that.
Sucky vibrator. And then you fell in love with the animation for this game.
Yeah, I love the animation. I thought it was so cute. And then the other thing that I was super excited about is that you can just order another plug, that they had that right on the website, because we have like a graveyard of sad, unpluggable vibrators that like we can't ever make go.
That is some real married sex conversation.
Like, yes, what we're talking about.
Yes, we're into this. Oh, we also wanted them to be waterproof. That was like, yes, practical, durable. Can you replace the charger? You know, that they would add an element that we didn't already have in our toys.
Yeah.
So that was the thing that we mostly talked about, right? All right. Well, since we both got to use our luscious lavender sucky sucky air, and you haven't used this cute little guy yet, so where's the first place you want me to put this?
Okay. Well, this is what I'm thinking about it. And I don't know, mm-hmm, because like we said, only you tried it. But I feel like, is that something that I could like slip inside of myself and then like keep my clothes on?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sometimes I like to like grind into you.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's... In fact, when I was using it, that's what I was imagining was happening.
Visionary.
That you were, you know, fully with your jeans on and you were doing that sort of hard grind, pubis mond to pubis mond.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when we were looking at it. I was thinking, what about that?
Definitely. You could definitely do that. I also think that this would work either tucked into my labia and, you know, on my clit, if you had your cock on.
And do you think?
I think you would feel the
you think
vibrations.
I would feel it?
I think you would. But I also think that you could put this, what about this for some out-of-the-box thinking? I think that you could tuck this inside yourself, strap on your cock, and then every time that you like...
That might be really hot.
I think that would be really hot. I'd be into that.
That'd be fun.
And I
right?
thought the color was going to be disturbing because it's so green and it's not fleshy in any way. But I actually, it's like this super lovely green, which I commented contrasts really well with my pubic hair. So, you know, that's a value plus.
Wow. Remember when we were shy the first time we did this?
Were we? I don't remember.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. After season one aired, I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. And of course, my 90-year-old mom, Judy. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me Season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hi, I'm June Diane Raphael.
And I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And each week we are sitting down to talk all about life's twists, turns, and absurdities on The Deep Dive.
From exploring the depths of TikTok, which is our only news source, to navigating the complexities of grief and loss, we are just two best friends behind a mic processing life together.
This podcast is all about finding the silver linings in the madness. So get ready for unfiltered conversations about motherhood, careers, pop culture, and everything in between.
Here at The Deep Dive, we're all about community. We believe in the power of sharing experiences and the strength that comes from supporting one another. And we would love to have you with us.
So be sure to join us every Wednesday on The Deep Dive from Lemonada Media, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, my turn. I have a
your
question
turn,
for
your
you.
Your turn. Go.
When we use the toys, are they the main event or supporting player?
They're a supporting player.
Yes. This is what I'm excited about with the...
I've called it luscious lavender sucky sucky, but it's actually called air.
Yeah, usually it's like after, kind of after. If we just need to wrap things up, sometimes we'll break out a vibrator. This one, the air one, I feel like it seems really good because it's not so much pressure. Like a lot of times a vibrator is going to like fry me out and then I'm like, nobody touch me. But I feel like this, the fact that it's not really touching me could actually sort of like tip me back over into like, okay, yeah, now maybe I was on the fence about having sex, but now I'm definitely in the mood. Because you can come, but it doesn't.
You were rearing to go. Like I got your engines going. Rather I know. Than, yeah. Like, satiated you. It didn't. Exactly. It wasn't like. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
For me, our toys. I mean, when we were apart, the toys were like a stand-in for each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, that's true.
As touching us, but using them together, definitely a supporting role. And maybe, well, I can speak to this because I've had sex with straight men. If you have an issue finding the clitoris or you're in a relationship where you don't feel confident or trusting enough or bold enough to kind of be like, actually, it's over here or this, that, and next thing, this could be very useful in helping you direct your partner to where things are and for them getting a better understanding of
I'm picturing a laser pointer, like in a presentation. Please direct your attention here.
Both of the, like for queer lesbians, I don't know. It's not that hard to find a clitoris. My darling wife, how has our sex changed since introducing sex toys into the bedroom?
Oh, well, I feel like we always have sex toys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's really fun, like, just as people have been married for a long time and, you know, coming out of this pandemic where it's like we're just always together a little. I think it's really well timed to have a little sprinkle of something new, just keep things kind of interesting, try something new. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I feel positive.
It's been a long 2 years. Like, nobody is okay. I feel like I've aged. And we're both, are you okay with me saying this? That we're both in, like, perimenopause now. And so that's a shocker. Your libido really changes with that. So it's great to have another tool for a shortcut to get going.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Yeah, definitely. This is very handy. Do you wish we'd gotten another thing on the... We were swithering about the different things on the
thing.
You're happy with our purchases?
Yeah. I'm into that thing. I've been having orgasms for a long time and I have never felt that sensation. That is a new feeling. So yeah, it's really new. Quite novel.
This is a trusty friend, okay? This is going to get the job done. Alone, with a partner... This is a trusty friend. So my sex goals in 2022 are more sex, more sex, more sex, more sex, more sex. I want more sex. Like the pandemic and being in this house and having a teenage kid and going through starting perimenopause has really taken a dent to my libido.
Graduate school.
Oh God, yeah, graduate school. Yeah, it's like I've just been so busy.
Not sexy.
Graduate school's not sexy. Wouldn't that be great if we celebrated me graduating from graduate school with like a staycation and just like a marathon using all of our toys? Like that should be, okay, that's my goal. I want to use, I want to revisit all of our toys, like a little trip down memory lane. And like fondly take him out of the box and be like, oh, do you remember this? Do you remember the time that this happens? And, you know, I came all over the computer and I had to take it to the Apple store and lie that I spilled a soda on it. Like, remember this?
I do remember that.
That was wild. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to take a trip down memory lane with all of our toys. A staycation. That's what I want for graduation, babe. All our toys, 12-hour trip down memory lane. You better hydrate.
Thank you for listening to Good Sex.
And from us to you,
we hope you have tons of good sex in 2022.
Good Sex is a Lemonada Media original. This show is produced by Claire Jones and Matthew Simonson. Our supervising producer is Jorge Olivares, with Jackie Danziger as our story editor. Executive producers are Stephanie Whittles-Wax and Jessica Cordova-Kramer. Music is by Dan Molad, with additional music from APM Music. Sound design is by Matthew Simonson and L. Rinaldi. If you like good sex, the show, not, you know, why don't you rate and review us? Listen and follow for new episodes each week, wherever you're listening right now. And if you want more good sex, subscribe to Lemonada Premium only on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere? And suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time. Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.